This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to spend time on 26. It's about the subject of adultery. And I want you to notice that Solomon identifies the woman as the villain, not the man, the villain. He says, I find more bitter than death the woman who is a snare, whose heart is a trap, whose hands are chains. The man who pleases God will escape her, but the sinner she will ensnare. I just want to read it again and reverse it. I find more bitter than death the man who is a snare, whose heart is a trap, and whose hands are chains. The woman who pleases God will escape him, but the sinner he will ensnare. What's that a message about? Adultery may be portrayed in Hollywood or in movies and televisions as something cool, but it's a form of bondage. It becomes a form of bondage. And let me give you a powerful illustration of that. Some of you know who Chuck Swindoll is. You listen to him or have listened to him on the radio. Years ago, when the Super Bowl was in New Orleans, he was asked to speak for an Athletes in Action breakfast right before the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So he's on a plane from Southern California, from LAX to New Orleans. He said that two people got on the plane right in front of him, one at a time. It was a couple, and they seemed to meet on the plane, and he just assumed they were a married couple. They were just loving on one another. They were kissing one another, just couldn't keep their hands off one another, but they spoke loud enough that Chuck Swindoll said, I could hear everything they were saying right in front of me. And he said, I soon found out that they were married, but not to each other. Because they sat right in front of me, I got the full scoop. Their carefully arranged plan was to rendezvous on the plane, then spend the week together in New Orleans. Their conversation, mixed with frequent kisses, included all kinds of comments about all the fun they had in front of them and the intimate ecstasy of being together for the few days ahead, along with attending the Super Bowl. They both laughed and joked as they talked about how each other's mate knew nothing about their plan. Neither one of them, he said, mentioned any possibility of consequences, the loss of reputation or the depression that was sure to follow, the possibility of unexpected pregnancy, the embarrassing humiliation when their mates, not if, but when, would find out. Why, of course not. This couple was on fire. Their full focus turned to the delightful time they would have together. They couldn't talk about anything else. Two things. Be careful what you say on an airplane. People can hear you. You know, sometimes you don't realize that people are eavesdropping, not because they want to hear you, but you're talking loud enough that they can hear what you're saying. You have to be careful what you say anywhere, I think, in a lot of places. But secondly, what Chuck Swindoll said, he referenced this passage in Ecclesiastes of what they were facing, the snare, the trap, the bondage that was going to happen in their lives. And he said, wouldn't it be great if you could somehow follow up on that story and find out what happened 3 months later and 6 months later when their families found out? When their people, co-workers at work, found out about it and turned their eyes away from them when they saw them, didn't want to face them. When the word got out and all the repercussions, all the fallout, all the damage that was set in motion because of a fun weekend in New Orleans and beyond. It's a great lesson of Ecclesiastes 7:26. I find more bitter than death the man or woman who is a snare, whose heart is a trap and whose hands are chains. The man or woman who pleases God will escape this person, but the sinner, they will ensnare. I think that speaks to every man, every woman in this room today.
Well, I hope it says something to you and me. The series continues tomorrow, and this message concludes tomorrow. Crosshope.org is our website, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.